Lake Effect returns now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Lawmakers introduce many bills in the course of a legislative session. Some go on to become laws, but many don't make it out of committee. Assembly Bill 177, which was introduced in April of 2013, was one such piece of proposed legislation. Had it passed, it would have drastically changed the governance of the state's technical schools and how they were funded. It did not get out of committee then, but the fight to get it reintroduced in the next legislative session has begun. Milwaukee Magazine's Claire Hannon investigated, and her article, Swap Meet, is in the current issue of the magazine. She joins me in the studio now. Claire, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Bonnie.
The insider article that's in this current issue of Milwaukee Magazine that you wrote on a very interesting debate that's going on in Madison about property taxes, technical colleges, governance, and it's one of those things that's really kind of flying under the radar. So I want to start with what is being proposed, and then we'll get into who agrees and who doesn't.
Well, some state Republicans want to lower the property taxes across the state that go toward technical colleges. Now, property taxes are really important to the technical college schools because when you break down property taxes, the majority does not go to the technical schools, but the majority of the funding for technical schools comes from property taxes.
And they are a taxing authority, right?
Yes. As it currently stands, the technical schools are divided up into regional districts, and those district boards can raise or lower the property tax levy within a range, basically. And that range is determined by the home values in the area, which, of course, fluctuates. So the property taxes are a very significant amount of funding for them, and as it stands, their governance is within these regional boards. Now, the technical college schools think that this kind of regional system keeps them nimble. They're able to pass course changes and approve and deny curriculum changes and even capital projects.
Because they're not state-run.
Right, because and they think it keeps them pretty nimble. The president of MATC told me that they saw a need for truck drivers, and they were able to implement a course curriculum in something like 6 months, have the faculty hired, have the courses ready for enrollment, and she attributes this to the fact that they don't have to go through Madison.
Obviously, the idea she's thinking that if she did have to go through Madison, we wouldn't have it that quickly.
Right. It would kind of go through all the layers of bureaucracy that some of the university programs have to do. Those schools, of course, have a central governance model.
So it sounds like there's two things going on
here.
We've got a property tax issue, and we also have a governance issue and who's going to actually run the technical school. So let's talk about the property tax part first, because everyone's always interested in money.
Mm-hmm.
I understand there's a bill that's never gotten out of committee so far in Madison. And what does that bill propose to do?
They want to do away with the property taxes that fund technical schools specifically. This was sort of supported when Walker cut the property taxes in March with the, what was that, $406 million, and instead gave the technical schools money from the general fund to supplement that. So it was the property owner that saw a bit of a tax break.
But the technical schools still got their funding.
Technical schools still got the same amount of money. Now, no one is really proposing that funding for technical schools be cut. It's more of a who gets to control how much money they're getting.
And that's where the governance part comes in.
Yes, and this bill would rather Madison has the say as opposed to these district boards.
So what this bill hopes to do is make sure that there is like a statewide oversight on all of this, and that includes the money and how much each campus gets.
Yes.
Okay.
And obviously, on the flip side, the technical schools are opposed to this bill in its entirety because they think they know what their region needs best. They can work with local businesses to establish programs that those businesses need, get workers trained in the way that are specific to their geographic region. this would make that a lot harder to do.
When you talk to folks at MATC, did they say whether the people who proposed this bill have an answer to how to keep MATC nimble and able to respond to the market if this bill should pass? I mean, are people talking about that?
In these committee meetings, which are all the documents posted and discussed in those are open and available to the public, the governance issue is what seems glossed over. It definitely plays second fiddle to the funding. On the side of the supporters of the bill, there aren't really concrete suggestions that go much deeper than centralize the governance.
Did they say why they want it centralized? They want the oversight? Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they want to have one place they can go if they want to see what all of the technical schools are doing.
Mm-hmm. Rep. John Nyengren from Marinette told me that he was looking at Minnesota's school system, which has a centralized university system and technical college system. It's kind of combined as one. He said that's a possible model to look at for Wisconsin. And again, MATC and the technical schools say, no way, not going to work.
I find it ironic that Republicans are asking for more big government.
Yeah.
In this case, it seems sort of counter to what the normal procedure is.
It does, but I think that kind of highlights the kind of somewhat subtle implication that it's really the money that's most important to them.
So if this should ever get out of committee, because it's going to come up again, right, in this
yes.
next session?
Yep.
If it does come up out of committee, what do you think the likelihood is of it passing?
I don't think it's great. It never made it out of committee last year. And I think it would mean a huge bureaucratic shift that I'm not sure if anyone really wants to tackle. And then, of course, I think the technical schools will be able to drum up quite a few instances from small business owners or, you know, big businesses within their region that say, no, this works for us too. Centralizing it will be bad for these specific businesses. So I don't think it's going to go very far, but it'll definitely be interesting to watch it.
So what about the money part of it? Is it likely that that part will go forward where it's decoupled from the property tax?
I think that would have a little more likelihood than the governance shift. But right now they're so intertwined. And some, like Michael Rosen told me, you can't really have one without the other. Maybe if they separate them into two separate bills, the taxes might have a better likelihood of getting through. But coupled as they are, I don't think so.
Dead in committee.
Yeah, for a second time.
Well, Claire, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Claire Hannon is an associate editor at Milwaukee Magazine. Her article about the funding and governance of the state's technical colleges, Swap Meet, is in the October issue. Coming up next, we'll talk with the first participant in a new conducting residency program taking place at the Florentine Opera. So stay tuned. Lake Effect returns right after this short break on Milwaukee Public Radio.